Okay, welcome back, Chevra. So we're going to continue our discussion of the Sugya of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos. So let's begin by reviewing the Gemara in Sota, perhaps the paradigmatic Sugya for Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos, where the Gemara has a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Tanu Rabbanon imashkin shei sotos ka'achas kdei shelo yehei bagas bechaverta. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo menashim huze elo amakra usa levada. So the Tanoim agree that we are not mashka two sotos at once. We don't do hashkoas hasota twice, to two sotos at once. However, they disagree about the reasoning. Whereas the Tanakama holds that it's a psychological motivation, that we don't want one sota to be obstinate because her friend sota is obstinate as well. Meaning we don't want them to refuse to admit to having done an avera. Just because they see that their friend is doing so. And if they do it at the same time, then that's what we're concerned for. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a gzeres hakasuf. The pasuk says, osa. Based on osa, we derive that one is supposed to do one sota at a time, one hashkasa sota at a time. Oy v'tanakama hoksev osa. What does the Tanakama do with the pasuk osa? So Tanakama Rabbi Shimon, So the Gemara says the Tanakama is Reb Shimon, the Darish Tam Dikra. The whole point here is that Reb Shimon agrees that Osa is what teaches you that you can't do more than one sota at once. But Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Darshin and Tam Dikra, that we, you know, we follow the reasoning of the din, not just the din. Umatam ka'amar. So matam osa levada. Why did the Torah prohibit us to be mashka two sotos at once? Kadesh lo yehi liba gas bechaverta. For this psychological reason. Okay, but sof kol sof, right? Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that we're not mashka two sotos at once. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the nafkamina? Mayim b'nayu. So the Gemara explains, yikob b'nayu rosasas. Let's say you have Rachel and Leah, and Rachel is trembling in her shoes. She's very, very nervous and scared to drink the mesota. So we know that if she nonetheless drinks it, she's not doing so because Leah, her friend, is obstinate. She's doing it because she really believes that she was innocent. So if that's the case, then according to Reb Shimon, there would be no problem to be mashka Rachel and Leah at once. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be, because for Rabbi Yehuda, it's a formal exclusion that there must be, that only one sota can be given the May sota at a time. Then the Gemara asks, even according to Reb Shimon, how could it be that we would be mashka a rosesses, a trembling woman, together with another one? Verosesses mi mashkin v'ha enos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. But because you confront another problem of chavilos chavilos, that we're not supposed to do mitzvos in pairs. The Tanan, we have the following Mishnah: im mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, ve'imitayin shnei mitzonon ka'achas, ve'inotzen shnei avodon ka'achas, ve'inorfen shtei agolos ka'achas. You don't do two sotos at once, two mitzoras at once, two Eved Ivris at once. You don't do two Eglo Arufas at once. Why? Lefi she'ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So even according to Reb Shimon, there should be a problem to have to be mashka two sotos at once, even if one of them is a rosesses. So here comes the key line for our discussion. Amar Abaye v'isei marav kahana lokasha kan b'kohen echad kan b'shnei kohan. One of these cases is with one kohen, and the other one is with two kohanim. It's not abundantly clear on the surface of the Gemara what this distinction is. So that's where we are dependent on the interpretations of the Rishonim. So what did Rashi say? How did Rashi explain this distinction? Kan b'kohen echad, kan b'shnei kohanim. When you have, exactly, Rashi in source number 2 says, B'kohen echad havi chavilos. When you have one kohen who is mashka two sotos, that's a problem of chavilos chavilos. But when you have two kohanim who are mashka two sotos, that's not a problem of chavilos chavilos. So the case for Rab Shimon where you could do, where you could be mashka two sotos at once would be if you have two kohanim and one of the sotos was a rosasas, was trembling. Okay, that would be the echitimtza, that would be the case, according to Reb Shimon, where you could be mashka two sotos at once. It's a trivia question, right? Someone gets up and asks you, you know, what's the only case in which we can be mashka two sotos at once? So according to Rashi, there's only one answer. You have two kohanim, and one of the women is a rosesses. And Rashi says the same thing about the Avadim, right? If you have one Adon for the Avadim, and you're being Rotzea them in the same court, so then that would be a problem, Chavilos as well. Okay? We're going to see soon that the Magen Avraham interpreted the Rambam differently. According to the Magen Avraham, thought that the Rambam had a different reading of this distinction. Okay, and the question is going to be how exactly we understand that machlokas. Okay, but as an introduction to the Magen Avraham, let's see this Tosos. Okay, so keep that Rashi in the back burner. Tosos in source number 3, Ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas. Near Lefarish sheyamid shtehen ba'azara b'va'as achas lehashkosan afa pishein shosos ka'achas. Says Tosos, what's the prohibition here of chavilos? Not them drinking at the same time, but rather having the ceremony at the same time. Meaning being mamid the sotos, having them, you know, bringing them to stand in the azara at the same time. Says Tosos, that's the problem of chavilos in the case of sota. Okay, so remember that Tosos. Now the Rambam, we're going to add a, you know, we're going to take all this data, and then we're going to get to the Magen Avraham. We'll understand the Magen Avraham, and then we'll analyze a little bit. Okay. Oh, Ilan is here. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So says the Rambam in source number 4. It just passed into the Gemara. Ve'in mashkin sasota elavayom v'chol ayom kosher lashko sota ve'in mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas shneimar v'hem yedosa. Because the Torah says that you have one sota ceremony at a time. Okay? The Magen Avraham. What question did the Magen Avraham ask on the Rambam? What's the Magen Avraham's question on the Rambam? Yeah, Brian.
Targeted guess, but that the Rambam's kind of vague in his proclamation of how we read this Gemara, or in the case of administering two sotos, or the drinking of two sotos.
Okay, close. Yeah, let's say a little sharper. Moshe, what were you saying? Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. So, the Magen Avraham saw the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Kan b'kohen echad, kan b'shnei kohanim," and he thought that, okay, so there's only, you know, one of those is problematic and the other one is not, right? So it's not that both are problematic; one of them is. So how could the Rambam just paskin blanketly that you can never be mashka two sotos at once? After all, didn't the Gemara make a distinction between one kohen and two kohan? Says the Magen Avraham, "V'tzarichi en al Rambam shapasak stam v'lo chilek." He recorded this iser to be mashka two sotos at once without any distinctions. So this propels the Magen Avraham towards a chiddush. Lachin nirali shuhu mefarish ipcha, that the Rambam actually interprets the Gemara in the opposite way of Rashi. De kohin echad al korchach mashka osa ze achar ze. Lachin afa pishama amidin bivas achas ba'azara shapir dami. Says the Magen Avraham, according to the Rambam, when you have one kohen doing the hashka of two sotos, that would be fine. And there's no problem to bring them into the azara at once, because one kohen is going to be ze achar ze. One kohen can't do two sotos at once. It's obviously going to be consecutive, not simultaneous. Notice this is the opposite of Rashi. Aval b'shnei kohanim shemashkin bevas achas ze achas aser. But when you have two kohanim who simultaneously are mashka two different sotos, that is a problem. And that's what the Rambam's talking about in Hilchos Sota Dalet Beis. Then in the next line, okay, fine. So we'll come back to the rest of it about the tinokos. Okay, Brian, you had a question?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, Gabe and I were discussing in Shir and Seder, excuse me, how it appears, at least to us or to me, this consecutiveness could be more more of mitzvos chavilas chavilas, right? Because you're kind of just trying to shuffle through as fast as you can. Whereas if you have two happening at the same time, shkoyach, maybe the dinner mitzvos chavilas chavilas is dafka by two ceremonies at once, but it be that each one is getting the intent and focus that they deserve.
Oh,
whereas if one
great.
Goes administering two consecutively, then you run into like a rush.
Great. That's exactly what I wanted to note. Okay, so let's say it out. Let's say it out step by step, though. Okay. So let's just review what we have. What's our data? So our data is that according to Rashi, Kohen Echad is the problem. When one Kohen is Mashka two Sotos, one after the other, that's a problem. Two Kohanim be Mashka two Sotos at once, that's not a problem. Whereas according to the Rambam, it's the opposite. When you have one Kohen being Mashka two Sotos, one after the other, that is a problem. That's not a problem, I'm sorry. When you have two Kohanim or a Mashka, two Sotos at once, that is a problem. So what's the Machlokas about here? Again, assuming the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Rambam. I'm not sure it's correct, but let's assume it. So Brian says, well, I understand Rashi. Right, Brian? I understand Rashi.
Yeah, sure.
Rashi says, if you have one Kohen, and he's doing back-to-back Sotas, so that is a violation of Chavilos Chavilos, because we know, and Rashi says this himself on that daf in Sota, that Chavilos Chavilos is a problem of making the mitzvos seem like a burden. So when you try to do mitzvos back to back, that makes it seem like you're trying to rush through the process, trying to do this in the most efficient manner possible without giving each mitzvah it's, due respect. So that's what Brian says for Rashi. Did I get you correctly? Right? Okay. But Brian is struggling to understand the Rambam. Because for the Rambam, if it's two different Kohanim, being Mashka two Sotos at once, then let's kind of do process of elimination. Okay? Do you have a burden issue? Brian says, what burden issue is there? I mean, there's two different Kohanim here. Right? Who's in violation of making the mitzvah seem like a burden? Each Kohen is only doing one mitzvah. Is there a distraction issue? Still no, right? So what's the issue?
Oh.
Yeah, Moshe. Yeah, exactly. This is exactly what I wanted to go for. Oh, Baruch Shakivanti, the Divrei Harav Moshe. This is exactly what I wanted to go for. That for Rashi, mitzvos chavilos is a din in the gavra. The gavra hapoel. The person who's doing the mitzvah cannot approach the mitzvos as a burden. Or cannot approach the mitzvos with distraction. Masha'in came for the Rambam. Perhaps enos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos is a din in the chefta shel mitzvah, that the mitzvos, the events of the mitzvah, or the entities of the mitzvah cannot coincide. And if that's the case, then they cannot be bound in time. They have to be consecutive, because the whole problem is to combine them in time. That's exactly what I wanted to go for, Moshe. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not the only one who thought that way. Geschmack. Amazing. Okay. Brian, is that, you chop that? Okay, great. Oh. Now, I'd also like to add, that perhaps this is the Rambam Lashitaso if we take the Rav's approach to the Rambam. Remember, we quoted the Rav last night. I guess Brian and Gabe, we missed you dearly. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the shiur, but we quoted the Rav last night who explained the Gemara in Pesachim that you can't use, according to the way the Rav explained the Rambam, was that the Rambam holds that you can't use one Chefza Shal Mitzvah for two different mitzvos. Each mitzvah requires its own Chefza Shal Mitzvah. Right? So this would be another example of the Rambam taking a more formal approach to the din of Inos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. It doesn't have to do with the psychology of the person doing the mitzvah. What it's about is the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. So that has different ramifications. Number one, they can't be tied together by a Chefta Shel Mitzvah, by the kos, and the entity, I mean the mitzvah entities, also can't be tied together in time. That's what the Gemara in Sota is saying. Moshe, that connection, that's sensible? Oh, great. Wow, that made me very happy, Moshe, that you came on to that. Okay. Now, So we're going to continue on this train of thought. And we're going to bring another case, another interesting case into the mix here. Okay? Let's say that there are two baby boys who need to be circumcised on the same day. Can they be circumcised at the same time? Can you have two bris milas of two babies at the same time? So let's get into the makos. Says the Magen Avraham, Vihine leharambam, third line. Vihine leharambam, muter lahavi shnei tinokos bevas achas, vilamul ze, viachar kach ze. Let's say you have one moel, so he can circumcise two babies back to back consecutively, because there's no problem with that according to the Rambam. Remember, one kohen can be mashka two sotos back to back. Avala olam bevas achas, even vishnei moalim. I guess, you know, in reality, you'd have to have two moalim in that case. Awesome. So if you hire two moalim to circumcise two different babies, this could mamish, think about it, this could be halach l'maisa when you have twins, twin baby boys. Yeah, can the milas happen at the same time? You know, you could pull some shtick and hire two different moalim. Yeah, and have them at the same exact time. That way, one of them can't say to the other, I'm older than you, or, you know, I had my Kedushas Yisrael before you did, right? So, now that Kedushas Yisrael mi rechem, but I had, you know, my complete Kedushas Yisrael. Oh. So, says the Magen Avraham, according to the Rambam, so the way that we presented Shitas HaRambam, that should dictate the question of the Milos. But then the Magen Avraham says that according to Tosfos that we read, that the problem is bringing the Sotos into the Azara at the same time. Right? Fixing them in place in the Azara at the same time. So for Tosfos, it would turn out the opposite. Ulaha Tosfos asur lahavi'am bevas achas lemulam ze'achar ze. You can't bring the babies in at the same time even to do consecutive milos, aval molam bevas achas b'shnei moalim, but to do the milos simultaneously with two different moalim, shari, that would be totally fine. And that's also similar to Rashi, right? So you have another interesting case where you have two milos to do at once. And this is the question. Right? According to the Magen Avraham, saying according to the Rambam, they cannot happen at the same time. They can't be bound by time. And the Magen Avraham saying according to Tosfos, and we're saying Rashi also, there's no problem with them being bound by time. There's a problem with them being bound in other ways, whether it be by the same Moel, that's Rashi, or Tosfos, them being brought in together. Okay, so that's an extra case. This gets very interesting when you jump to the Tashbites in source number 7. Ethan and I discussed this Tashbites at length. I think this Tashbites really has a lot. I think he's really trying to say a lot here. Okay, I don't know if guys saw the Tashbites. It's a little bit difficult to really get to the bottom of. So let's read it together. Okay, source number 7. He's going to discuss this Milos case. All right. So he says, "V'lo sikshilach heich malin shnei tinokos ka'achan." Don't ask yourself how can we circumcise two babies at once. V'ha inos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So he says, "Lo amrinon hachi ela b'mitzvos chalukos." You only apply Enos and mitzvos, chavilos, to two different mitzvos. Kibir kasamazon v'kiddush hayom. Aval b'mitzvah achas, when you have one mitzvah with multiple applications of the same mitzvah, then lo have chavilos. V'have kekidusha v'avdalta de mevarchin akasa chada. We know that the Gemara of Pesachim Kuf Bey said that when you have chada milsa, then there's no problem of chavilos. So too says the Tashbates, if you have one mitzvah and it's being applied multiple times, that's chada milsa. That there's no problem to have them together. Uchdaminim perakavi psachim. Oh, so you'll tell me, wait a minute. Right? You'll tell me, if you can be mal to two babies at once, then what's the whole Gemara in Sota? No? Hashkoas HaSota is one mitzvah. Ritzias HaEvet Ivri is one mitzvah. So why can't you do two at once? I mean, right? So that's what the Tashbit says. It says, don't ask me from that Gemara. V'lo dami nami l'shnei mitzvodorin din matayin osam ke'echon l'shnei avadim din rotzen osam ke'echon l'shnei agos din orfen osam ke'echon v'chein shnei sota din mashon osam ke'echon v'chol hani avi taime b'gemara perak ha'makane mishum din osam mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Don't ask me from that Gemara. Why? The hasam havya kol achas mitzvah bifnei atzma l'chol echad ve'echad. There's an independent mitzvah for each and every sota, for each and every eved, for each and every mitzoda. Okay, we'll come back to that. Va'afilu shnei tinokos, the shnei b'nei adam, lo dami lahani. But when you have two different babies, even if two different fathers, it's not the same. Mishum dahanach mitzvos, the mitzvos of sota and eved ivri and mitzora, those are ramu alayhu debez din livnei adam chalukim. Those are incumbent upon the Beis Din with respect to different people. Aval mila de ramya al av, but the mitzvah of mila, which is incumbent upon a father has to circumcise his son. V'chol cha v'cha an mechayiv l'mim hal berei, every father is obligated to circumcise his son. Then lo havu mitzvos chavilos chavilos em yotzin bevracha achas. Then there would be no problem for two different fathers to be yotze with the same bracha for the mila of both of their sons. What's that more akin to, says the Tashbates? V'dami the shochet behimos harbe. Let's say you have a shochet, and he shechts multiple animals at once. You only need one bracha. V'hu adin laharbe shochtim, sheyotzim bevracha achas. Even if you have five different shochtim, all shechting different animals at once, they can all be yotze with the same bracha, and there's no problem of chavilos. Tashbit says a lot here, a lot. So let's see what he groups together. Okay, on the one hand, there are kind of there are the poles, and those are the ones that are established in the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara says when you have Kiddush and Avdala together, that's no problem. That's Chada Milsa. If you have Kiddush and Birkas Hamazon together, that's two different things. So says the Tashbit, when you have one mitzvah with multiple applications, that's not subject to the violation of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. When you have two different mitzvos, that is subject to chavilos. Oh. But then you get into this kind of gray territory in the middle, this ambiguous sphere in the middle. And here the Tashbates, in a nuanced, complex way, distinguishes between milos, circumcising multiple babies at once, versus being mashka tu sotos at once, or being rotzea tu avadim at once. And the question is, what is the difference? Because after all, it would seem that all of these are one mitzvah with multiple applications. That's what I would have thought. But the Tashbit says, no, it's different. And the difference accounts for the halacha lemaisa that the Tashbit holds, that you can circumcise two boys at once, but you can't be mashka tu sotos at once. What's the difference? So I think if we're medayik in his formulations, what he's trying to say is that when it comes to the mitzvah of hashkoas sota, part and parcel of the mitzvah, definitional to the mitzvah, is the personality involved in the mitzvah. So he's trying to say that the hashkoas sota of Rachel is a different mitzvah from the hashkoas sota of Leah. The hasam havya kol achas mitzvah bifnei atzma l'chol echad ve'echad. Every single personality constitutes its own mitzvah. Now, why would that be the case? I think that the answer is pretty simple, because there's no independent obligation to be mashke sotos. It's that if a situation of a sota arises, then the bezin has to carry out that process. But since that's the pretense for the mitzvah, so the mitzvah gets defined by the person who triggers this process, such that Rachel has her own mitzvah of sota, and Leah has her own mitzvah of sota. Or the Beis Din has a mitzvah to be mashke Rachel, and a mitzvah to be mashke Leah. There's no mitzvah for a Beis Din to be mashke sotos. No such mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be mashke Rachel, and there's a mitzvah to be mashke Leah, and there's a mitzvah to be mashke Sarah, and there's a mitzvah to be mashke Rivka. Ilan, yeah? The hasam havi kol achas mitzvah bifnei atzma l'chol echad ve'echad. Ah, what about Mila? So when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, the Tashbitz here is saying something interesting. He's saying the mitzvah of Mila is different in nature. It's not a mitzvah. I mean, the baby doesn't become definitional to the mitzvah. The mitzvah stands on its own and it's applied to a baby, to multiple babies. But the mitzvah is for fathers to circumcise their sons. So there's one mitzvah that fathers must circumcise their sons. That's applied to multiple cases, multiple hechitimtzas. So the same mitzvah is applied to Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. So then, if that's the case, then when you're mal two babies at once, you're really just doing the same mitzvah twice. The same mitzvah is happening twice. Whereas when you have two hashkos hasota, that's really two different chafetz shel mitzvahs that are happening together. So I think, again, you know, the Tashbitz is also taking a more formal approach to this idea of inos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos, right? None of this makes sense if we're talking about psychological svaras. The Tashbitz is saying that you have to decide whether the chefta shal mitzvah that's taking place is the same or different. And when it comes to Mila, it's the same chefta shal mitzvah being applied multiple times, whereas when it comes to Sota and Eved and Mitzora, it's the same category of mitzvah, but a different chefta shal mitzvah. It's a different entity, because each one has a particularistic definition based on the party involved. Shmack, no? Yeah, Moshe. Uh-oh. Oh, here come the attack dogs.
I don't get the feel, like, why Brent has one chefta shal mitzvah and so does too. Like, why can't you say just like the Beis Din has a mitzvah to be mashke Leah, they have a mitzvah, and then another mitzvah to be mashke Rachel. So too, Reuven has a mitzvah to they give Shimon a bris milah, Levi has a mitzvah to give Yehuda a bris
milah. Look, I think theoretically you could have said that, but it does seem a little bit mechudash to say that, you know, Moshe, or, you know, I have a mitzvah to be mal my son Effi and my son Eliezer. No, I have a mitzvah to circumcise my sons.
I think something that we were saying beforehand, which I kind of connected with, is that the case of the Sota and Eved and Eglah is very circumstantial. Where it's like every single Eved is its own in game. You can't just do two of them at once. But Mila, every single Yid is getting a bris Mila. So it's not like every single one is treated like its own circumstance.
Right. I think that certainly contributes to this understanding. Yeah, Ilan.
Would the Tashbitz agree with the Magen Avraham that we saw yesterday in source number 10 about the Mitzvah Chavis Tavios is about if there's a chova, but if it's not like a chov, then you wouldn't have the issue.
Yeah, so I know he doesn't.
Like,
right, he's not relating to that. But again, that could be, you know, that I think we suggested something a lot. I mean, we suggested that Magen Avraham said that it's only going to apply for Rishus, but not for it's only going to apply for Chova, but not for Rishus. That's what the Magen Avraham. No, yeah. And we the Karen Ora said the opposite, and we suggested a similar idea for the Karen Ora.
Oh, I guess the Karen Ora would agree. It's more the Karen Ora and Tashman's thing.
Right. Okay, very good. Now, I want to see, let's see how much more we can discuss. It's an interesting discussion in the Rambam. I think again, this may have impact on the way we understand Shitas HaRambam and the Sugya. Okay? So the Rambam says, we saw this from yesterday, we'll just repeat it one more time. The Rambam in Shabbos Chav Tes Yud Gimel, he says, Haya Ocha, V'gomer Achilas V'machnos HaShabbos, V'vayi Berkas HaMoz, V'tchil V'achka M'kadish HaKol Sheni. So you bench and then you do Kiddush. Then you shouldn't use one kos for benching and for Kiddush, because Enos in Shtei Mitzvos B'kos Echad, that was the Rav's Diyuk, right, that he formulates it in terms of the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah, the kos, not in terms of Enos in Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, fine. Then the Rambam adds in, Shemitzvahs Kiddush u'mitzvahs Berkas HaMazon, Shtei Mitzvos Shal Torahim. Because Kiddush and benching are two mitzvos de Oraisa. So this line threw everybody into a tizzy. Everybody, because there's no such indication in the Gemara that we should distinguish between mitzvos de Oraisa and mitzvos de Rabbanon when it comes to this principle of Enos and mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. But so why did the Rambam say Shemitzvos Kiddush Shemitzvos Berkas HaMazon Shtei Mitzvos Shel Torahim? It seems to imply, suggests that we wouldn't apply Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos to Mitzvos Derabban. So what's going on here? So first of all, there was a discussion about how exactly to read the Rambam. Okay, Chasam Sofer will say it outside. The Chasam Sofer in source number 9 said that all that the Rambam means to say is that we apply Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos when the two mitzvos are of the same jurisdictive level. So if you have two de'oraisas, you apply the principle. If you have two de'rabanans, you apply the principle. But when you mix and match, when you have a de'oraisa and a de'rabanan, then you don't apply the principle. Why is that? So he explains, because de'rabanan legabe Torah kirishus chashive. If you come at it from the perspective of combining a de'rabanan with a de'oraisa, so that's not a problem, because the De'oraisa is really like the real Chiyuv, and the De'rabanan compared to a De'oraisa, that's just like a Rishos. Oh, and what about the opposite? V'Torah legabi Rabbanan, chashivusu legabi letzayif De'rabanan mitzvah De'oraisa. When you come at it from the perspective of the De'rabanan, it's actually a chashivus to put together the De'rabanan with the De'oraisa. So, the whole problem, the Chasam Sofer saying, the whole problem of Chavilos is like it's a disrespect to the mitzvah, right? I think Moshe said yesterday that the whole point is to maintain the kavod of the mitzvah, right? So, if you take two mitzvos that are on the same level and you do them together, that's a disrespecting of the mitzvos by kind of just treating them in that, solely efficient type of manner. But when you have a de'oraisa and a de'rabanan, so we could have a svara why it's not really disrespectful to either one of the mitzvos. It's not disrespectful to the de'oraisa because the de'rabanan is just considered like a reshus. It's not even like a competitor. And it's not disrespectful to the de'rabanan because by combining the de'rabanan with the de'oraisa, you're actually treating it much nicer. You're upgrading its status. Okay, so that's a chasm sofer. However, the Migdal Oz, is another one of the mefarshim, on the Rambam, he thinks that the Rambam means to say here that we apply Chavilos Chavilos only to two mitzvos de Oraisa. Once you have a derabanan involved, we don't apply Enos in mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Now, I'm not really sure what to do with the Gemara in Brachos according to this, because the Gemara in Brachos was about in Chos Min Bishtayim, that you don't have two themes in the same bracha. That's for sure a derabanan. So I'm not really sure what to do with that. We can leave that as a tzarich in. But if it is really true, if the Migdal Oz is really right, that the Rama means to say here that you need two mitzvos de oraisa, so I thought that that might cohere nicely with what we've been presenting so far for the Rambam. Because when you assess the relationship between mitzvos de oraisa, mitzvos de rabbanon, oftentimes you can think of a mitzvah de oraisa as like a chefza shel mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah entity that exists in its own right, whereas mitzvahs de rabbanan are kiyumim of the gavra. The rabbanan told the gavra to do something. The lav dafka, that there's kind of like a chefza shel mitzvah in its own right. And maybe for the Rambam, the problem of chavilos is only when you have that bona fide chefza shel mitzvah of the deoraisa mitzvos, and you combine those together. Okay, not sure. The Aruch HaShulchan, in source number 11, he says that this whole idea of distinguishing between deoraisas and derabbanans, none of that is going to apply, according to Rashi and Tosos, that the whole idea is not to seem like a burden. Because who should care whether it's deoraisa or derabbanan? The point is, don't do mitzvos together, so you don't make them seem like a masoi. Okay. Oh, but I forgot to make one point. Okay, can I return to the Sota discussion? I'm sorry, you know I usually don't go out of order, but... Okay, so I just wanted to point out that the Karen Oda in source number 6 makes a very compelling point, which is, remember the Magen Avram had a problem with the Rambam because the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Kohen Echad and Shtei Kohanim? But if you pay careful attention to the Rambam in source number 4, he never mentions chavilos for sota. All he says is im ashken shtei sotos ka'acha shenemar vehem mirosa, because there's a gzeres hakosuv. Right? Why did the Gemara have to come out to enos and mitzvos chavilos? Only within the position of Rabbi Shimon that darshina time of the kra. But we don't pass in Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So for Rabbi Yehuda, I have a simpler. Under a reason why you can't have two sotas at once, because that's what the Torah told you. This is not an issue of chavilos. So the whole question of the Magen Avraham doesn't get off the ground. That's what the Karen Ora says to resolve the Rambam against the Magen Avraham's question. Okay. Okay, should we stop here? Should I make one more point? One more, Moshe wants? Okay, I'll say it outside. Okay. So, to end off the sugya of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos, we know from the Gemara in Psachim that there's a difference between Chadamilse and Treimilse, right? That when you have two different matters, that's the problem of Chavilos, but when you have one thing, like Kiddush and Avdalah, those are considered one category, then there's no problem of Chavilos. So this brews some interesting discussion about the relationship between all different sorts of mitzvos. You know, do you consider mitzvah X and mitzvah Y to be two different mitzvos, or do you consider them on the same plane, or, you know, the same track of one general mitzvah? So this probably arises most famously legabe the mitzvos of kiddushin and nisuin. Okay, so this is really more a Kiddushin and Nisuin point, but just interesting, and it comes up from this sugya. Okay? So, Kiddushin is, of course, the mitzvah of engagement. In Torah language, when you're Mekadesh a woman, you are Oser, you create an Iser, where she becomes Asura to everyone. And then, when you do the Nisuin, which is the marriage, the Chuppah, so that is matir her to you. That allows you and your wife to have a relationship together. The kiddushin asers her to the rest of the world. The nisuin is matir her to you. The question is, how do we view the relationship between these two mitzvos? Are these two mitzvos really kind of just like two different stages of the same process? Or are these really two, different kiyumim? That in a chinami you need both of them, but they're not just like different stages. They're really two different ideas. So the more that we say that these are two different stages of the same process, the more we'll say that they're chada milsa. The more we say that these are really two fundamentally different ideas, the more we'll say that they're trei milsa. And this has an afkamina for chavilos chavilos, because the following is the question that's discussed by the Rishonim. When you have Kiddushin and Nisuin that takes place together, like the way we do it nowadays, under the chuppah, you do Kiddushin, right? The guy says, Hareyat mikudesh asli betabazo, that's the Kiddushin. And then afterwards, you have the Sheva Brachos, that's an Nisuin under the chuppah. Yeah? So we need a cup of wine for these mitzvos. Do you need two different cups of wine? Or can you use one cup of wine? That's the question of chavilos chavilos. So we paskin that we use two different cups of wine for these two different mitzvos. But that wasn't the opinion of all Rishonim. There were some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Meshulam, who were of the opinion that you could use one kos, one cup, for Kiddushin and Nisuin. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam held, and that's the way we paskin, that you need two different cups. What is the machlokas? So, Mary Verabi of Rosenzweig explained that the machlokas really might revolve around our perspective on the relationship between these mitzvos. According to Rabbeinu Meshulam, that we use only one kos for Kiddushin and Nisuin. So we're really viewing Kiddushin and Nisuin as just two different stages of one process. There's an Isser and a Heter, and that completes the process. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, these are really maybe two different ideas. The Kiddushin is the formal framework for the relationship. It's the commitment of the relationship. It's what establishes that this relationship is private, that this relationship is unique, that this relationship is insular. It gives it its formal nature. That's why it's attached to Isur. The Nisuin is the experiential part of the relationship. That is where husband and wife get to experience the relationship together. And that's why it's accompanied, or that perhaps is actually what triggers the Heter. So those are two fundamentally different ideas. It's not just like two different stages. And therefore, you would need two different kosos for those two different mitzvos. Okay, everybody, I wish you a great Shabbos.